The ad starts with a shot of a sunset over pristine Lake Michigan waters. Feingold makes the accusation in his own voice.
I said no to drilling in our Great Lakes, but one opponent, Ron Johnson, disagrees. He's willing to hand over the Great Lakes to the oil companies.
The ad then displays a map of the BP Gulf oil spill and superimposes it over Lake Michigan and Wisconsin. Ron Johnson's campaign manager, Justin Johnson, says Feingold is not telling the truth.
Russ Feingold is attacking Ron Johnson for something that he knows is not true. Ron has been very clear that he opposes drilling in the Great Lakes, and Russ Feingold and his campaign were aware of it.
The Feingold ad is based on comments Ron Johnson made to a reporter from Wiz Politics. When asked if he supported drilling in the Great Lakes or Alaska's Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, Johnson said, quote, "We have to get the oil where it is, but we have to do it responsibly." The Johnson campaign now says the candidate was referring only to Alaska and not to the Great Lakes. Feingold senior strategist John Krause says he doesn't believe it.
He voiced his support very clearly. You know, the fact that now his political handlers are making up his position on the issue and trying to fool voters doesn't change anything.
Justin Johnson calls the ad a diversion so that Feingold doesn't have to focus on the economy.
It shows some desperation on their part. Certainly not an issue that most voters in Wisconsin are concerned about, and that's typical politics as usual.
Ron Johnson announced this week that he will probably sell $315,000 worth of British Petroleum stock. He faces a Republican primary challenge from Dave Westlake. I'm Glenn Mobrick for Wisconsin Public Radio News.